Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving into something that generates a lot of buzz and, frankly, a lot of myths. Creatine. You shared some really compelling sources about its potential. So our mission here is to, cut through that noise, get to the facts, and show why creatine might be this incredibly versatile compound people are missing out on.
Yeah, it's fascinating how much solid data backs creatine up, and not just for like elite athletes, but really for a whole spectrum of health and performance goals. We'll definitely explore those benefits, but also tackle those common misconceptions head on, the ones that might be holding you back.
Creatine.
Yeah.
Okay, love the people hear about it, especially if they're anywhere near a gym. But let's get fundamental. What's actually going on, scientifically speaking?
Sure. So at its core, creatine is this naturally occurring compound. It's actually an amino acid derivative. And you find it in your body already. Muscles, brain, liver, kidneys. Its main job, it converts to something called phosphocreatine.
That's a creatine.
And that helps generate energy, ATP, really, really quickly. Think short, intense efforts.
Like weightlifting, sprinting.
Exactly. Weightlifting sprints, those sudden bursts in team sports. It's like the body's quick charge battery for that kind of work.
Quick charge battery. I like that. So, okay, our bodies make some, we get a bit for food like red meat, fish. Why the big deal about supplements then? Why do people notice such a difference?
Good question. Because while your body does produce it and diet contributes a bit, supplements really give those muscle creatine levels a significant boost, way beyond what you normally have, and that directly supercharges that ATP production. So better performance, faster recovery, it really is that fundamental energy core.
Got it. So that's the why for the power and speed stuff. But, it seems like its influence goes way further now. People often think, oh, creatine, that's for bodybuilders.
Right.
But the real eye-opener, for me anyway, is how it's becoming this foundational thing for, well, basically everyone, regardless of age or how much they train.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, it consistently helps with resistance training. You get stronger, better muscular endurance, more lean mass. It can even help natural athletes push past plateaus. But it's also great for endurance folks who need those repeated bursts, you know? Think cyclists or swimmers in intervals.
And then there's the cognitive side, which is maybe even more surprising for some. You're saying it could genuinely help with things like short-term memory, especially when you're stressed or tired.
Exactly. The research there is pretty compelling. It shows improvements in cognitive function, especially, yeah, short-term memory and like quick thinking. And that effect seems particularly helpful under stress, like say sleep deprivation. So maybe finding those keys gets a bit easier.
Okay, that's genuinely amazing. But the scope just keeps widening when we look at lifelong health. For older adults, this sounds like a potential game changer.
It really does. It helps maintain muscle mass and strength, which is huge for fighting off sarcopenia, that age-related muscle loss.
Right, keeping people independent.
It's exactly functional independence. And then there's emerging evidence. It seems to promote heart health, vascular health, brain health, boost immunity. There are even studies looking at therapeutic benefits for things like diabetes, osteoporosis, maybe even slowing progression in certain cancers or helping maintain muscle during chemo. It's quite broad.
That is a huge range of benefits. Almost sounds, too good.
And it's accessible too, especially, say, for vegans and vegetarians whose diets are naturally lower in creatine. Supplementing is a really cost-effective way to get those levels up.
Makes sense.
And studies link higher dietary creatine intake across different age groups to better height, weight, lean mass, even cognitive function. It just underscores how important adequate levels are, really, for everyone.
Okay, with all these incredible science-backed points, it's kind of inevitable there'd be confusion and myths floating around. Let's tackle those. What's the biggest one we need to bust?
Probably the kidney damage myth. That one just won't die.
Right. I hear that all the time.
Yeah, but extensive research, like tons of it, consistently shows creatine is safe for healthy kidneys, period. You might see a temporary rise in creatinine levels in a blood test, but that's just a normal byproduct of having more creatine being used. It's not a sign of damage.
Good to clarify. What about the idea that it's just for men?
Totally false. Women benefit just as much. Improved performance, strength, recovery. And because of hormonal differences, they don't typically see the same kind of muscle bulk. And importantly, it doesn't mess with female hormones or menstrual cycles. That's another myth busted.
What about needing to do a loading phase or a cycle on and off? Is that necessary?
Nope. Loading, taking higher doses for the first week can saturate your muscles faster, sure, but it's not essential.
So you could just start with a regular dose.
Yeah, a steady 3 to 5 grams a day works perfectly well over time to reach saturation, saves hassle, saves money, and there's zero good evidence you need to cycle off it either. Just keep taking it consistently.
And the infamous weight gain? People worry they'll get bloated or gain fat.
Right. Any initial weight gain you might see is primarily water being drawn into your muscle cells. It's cellular hydration.
Which is actually a good thing for muscle function.
Exactly. It supports function and recovery. It's not fat gain. Over the longer term, the weight gain you see is actual lean muscle tissue.
Okay, last point here. There's so many different types of creatine now. Any advice on choosing a good one?
Stick with the classic. Creatine monohydrate. It's the most researched by far, proven effective, and it has GRAS status generally recognized as safe globally.
So those fancy, more expensive versions aren't necessarily better.
There's really no convincing evidence they offer superior benefits, and yeah, they often cost more. Just look for a reputable brand, ideally one that uses third-party testing.
Like NSF or USP.
Exactly. NSF, Consumer Lab, US Pharmacopeia. Those certifications help ensure you're getting pure, quality creatine without contaminants.
This has been really clarifying. It shows creatine isn't just some niche supplement anymore. It's a really powerful, versatile tool. Enhancing athletic performance, sure, but also brain health, healthy aging, safely and effectively for almost anyone.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? If this compound, which our bodies naturally make, offers such broad, scientifically supported benefits, well, it poses an important question for everyone listening.
Which is?
How might consciously ensuring you get adequate creatine, whether through diet, supplementation, or both, fundamentally shift your own approach to lifelong health and performance?